This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry expressing disappointment in the final rule recently released that updates the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. Joining us to discuss is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Paul, can you tell us what this program's all about and what this ruling by USDA means for the dairy industry?
Sure. So the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, otherwise known as the WIC program, is a very important program from the standpoint of providing supplemental nutrients to women and children, especially young children. And the Department of Agriculture finalized a rule that had been in the works for a while to update the sort of eligible foods packages under the WIC program. Now, the program is run kind of in coordination and conjunction with states, so different states have some decision-making authority as well. But FNS, the Food and Nutrition Service at USDA, kind of governs the overall program and has the ability to make certain broad determinations about what is and isn't eligible. So this rulemaking was the follow-on from a proposed rule in late 2022, I think in November of 2022. So this was the final version of that. It was an update that hadn't happened in a while to the foods packet. So that's the broad strokes of what was rolled out.
Well, yeah, the inflation report just released yesterday, it doesn't appear food prices are coming down at all. So this is a bit concerning for a government nutrition program, particularly as it relates to dairy products.
Well, yeah, we're very concerned about the cut to the maximum dairy allotment because, as you know, Bill, dairy is constantly, chronically underconsumed by really all populations in the United States, as the most recent dietary guidelines and the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee can attest to, that most Americans are not meeting the recommended number of servings a day for dairy. And so given that WIC is a supplemental nutrition program and dairy, you know, provides three of the four nutrients of public health concern, it is very concerning to us that the dairy allotment is reduced. Dairy products are already, you know, among the top redeemed products in the program. If you look at the top five, milk, cheese, and yogurt are among them. And so to be reducing that allotment at a time when I think we all have goals of increasing nutrition security and food security is just concerning to us.
But not necessarily all bad news, as lactose-free milk was included in this ruling?
Yeah, so that's a positive part. There are several things in the rule that we think are helpful, and obviously one is what you just mentioned there, a requirement that states offer lactose-free milk. Like I said earlier, you know, the states have some options in regards to different aspects of the food package, but there are also elements that they are required to follow. So we're very glad that that this rule does that. And we also appreciate that there's a wider selection of kind of product package sizes that are now included as eligible under the rule. So there are some positive provisions to this, but we are very concerned by that cut in the dairy allotment.
So from here, this is a final rule, but USDA continues to get an earful from the dairy industry?
Well, yeah, it is a final rule, as you said, and so that rule, I'm sure, if it hasn't already been, will be published soon in the Federal Register with all of its details. And so, yeah, we'll certainly continue to engage as we have with the department on implementation of different aspects of this. But, you know, as you know, Bill, with policy debates, nothing's ever final in a certain sense. It's a final rule, and so I don't want to suggest it's not. It certainly is a final rule that will be in place. But discussion will continue on this. It's difficult to know what will happen in the near term, obviously. But, you know, the concerns that we have around that allotment are very real, and I think we're going to continue having conversations around that.
Well, thanks for the update, Paul. Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.